Buenos dias, I'm James Lilacs, and this is The Diner. Floating through the ether since 1997, available internetally since 2005, and now handily packaged for you in portable podcast form. It's Friday, February 17th, 2006. Welcome. Who was the first guy to ever eat an egg? We'll probably never know. Some caveman, I'm guessing. But, I mean, really, you look at it, it's this thing that comes out of that part of the chicken's anatomy. Who would think, oh yeah, crack that open, put that down my throat, that's for me. That was after chickens had been domesticated, of course. What they were before they were domesticated, I have no idea. Feral, I guess. The plains were covered with vast, undulating flocks of white birds running around, screeching. I'm hungry. Let's see what's on the menu today. Let me check the chalkboard by the door. Quail. Been a long time since I've had quail. I'll have to try that. Hi, folks. Welcome back to The Diner. I'm James Lilacs, sitting here at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern Formica counter. It's turquoise, red accents, chrome strip along the end. An old chrome strip, unfortunately. You can snag your sweater on it if you're not careful, and it tends to collect crumbs like crazy. Also sitting on a stool, which is, as the genre demands, red vinyl, puffy, on top of a chrome stool. It goes around and around and around and around, and you can spin around in the thing until you throw up, if you're so inclined. Personally, I'm not. I've outgrown that. It's a ritual of childhood, however, that you do, at some point, spin around until you puke. There are a couple of ways to accomplish this. The most prominent and popular, of course, was the playground. There was an implement of nauseation that I haven't seen in 20, 30 years. I think parents wised up. It was a disc of corrugated metal on a wobbly spindle with some handles on it, and you sat on it and got a Confederate to spin you around and around and around until you were dizzy and ill. And parents eventually, I think, wised up that the combination of rusty metal and playground asphalt and centrifugal force was probably not a good idea. Out they went. I haven't seen them, as I said, for a long time. But you can still find the stools that go around and around and around. And I did, I think, come perilously close to Rupert, to losing it in the basement of DeLondercy's department store in Fargo as a child. Like all the other department stores in downtown Fargo and some of the drugstores as well, there was a lunch counter because there had to be some place for the moms doing the shopping to eat. And they all suffused the place with a wonderful aroma of coffee and hamburgers and onions and the smell of the grill. Never forget that. At the bottom of DeLondercy's was a small counter with 10 tables or so and a grill and the stools that went around and around, and I seem to remember them being sort of a seafoam green. And I also remember there was a black cow machine that dispensed, well, black cows. It was a drink that you had with root beer and ice cream. The machine itself did not actually conjure up the black cow itself. I think that technology was years away, but it encouraged you to have one by virtue of showing you a stylized 1960s cow. And somehow there's a connection between this bovine image and the delights of root beer and ice cream. And I had one of those and a hamburger and spun around and around and around and around until the world tilted and the gorge bolted, and I think I begged Mom to go home, and I think we did. But anyway, I'm not going to do that today. I encourage you to join me here at the diner out on Old Highway 23. We're about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. And what exactly we're going to do, I have no idea. I can just promise you I won't be spinning. And there won't be roopage. I won't be nauseated. Or nauseous. There's a difference. There's a difference between nauseous and nauseated, just like there's a difference between poisonous and poisonated. I guess. Well, what shall we do today? Maybe I should eat something. I don't know.
Is that quail fresh? How fresh is it? Shot today.
Well, I don't know. Let me take a look at the menu here. And while I do, I'll play a song. What am I thinking? We always begin the diner by playing some audio curiosity. Let me flip to the little jukebox here and see. Oh, this one looks interesting. It's C4. Enjoy.
Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not bargain. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the president. President Jimmy Carter. Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president.
Well, they're out of quail. Apparently, when they said the quail was fresh, they meant they were fresh out. Oh, mercy. But it appears that they are forming up a team to go out and get additional quail now. There they are, leaving out the back door of the kitchen. Stirring bunch. Who knew that bringing down quail was such a production? My father used to hunt. Still does, as a matter of fact. Both the four-legged and the two-winged variety. As opposed to those three-winged birds, I guess. He would go out to western North Dakota. Or, as you could possibly conceive it, northern western South Dakota. I had a friend once who had a brilliant idea. That there was really no point to having North and South Dakota. Geographically, they do split up into Western and Eastern, but, you know, we got the North and the South. Why not just combine them into one geographical entity, Dakota, and then, for grins, split it up into Inner and Outer Dakota. And Inner Dakota would be circular and would operate with a motor and gears and whatnot and would revolve slowly, go around in a circle, so that you could drag a chair up to the edge of Inner Dakota, which would be the outer edge of Inner Dakota, and watch Outer Dakota, or rather the inner portion of Outer Dakota, slide by. And of course the folks in Inner Outer Dakota could do the same, to watch the folks in Outer Inner Dakota as they move along. You could wave. If it was slowly enough, you could, I don't know, you could get a hand of cards in, maybe, before people passed from sight. Something to do. Anyway, my father would go hunting in western North Dakota, and he'd come back with a pheasant for everyone to eat, which I didn't particularly like, because it tasted like, it didn't taste like chicken. It looked like chicken, but it just didn't taste like chicken. It's one of those things in the world that doesn't taste like chicken. It tastes like pheasant, gamey. And I would always have to hold the bird for a picture, maybe not always, but I never will forget a photograph of myself standing in the backyard holding a pheasant. Big, dead pheasant by the neck. And it's as big as I am. Build a butt. That thing was as large as me. And it was just dead and cold. And then we'd have to eat it. I never liked hunting myself. Never did. Never took to it. But I don't, therefore, believe that those who like it are peculiar. Imagine that. I don't like it, but I have no opinion about those who do. Man out of my time. Anyway, when you ate pheasant that Dad had brought down, you had to eat it carefully and gingerly, because even though he'd cleaned it, there was still the possibility of errant shot. And when you got shot and clanked down on it with your teeth, there's a possibility of shaving off a portion of your molar. It was like that with fish bones, too. Kids today, you know, with their boned fish, they've been deboned for them, so they come boned. Not in those days. I just always remember that it was fish day. It was fraught with some sort of nervousness and peril, because you could get a bone, man. You could get a little needle filament stuck in your gums or down on your throat, and you'd have to hack it up. So between the shot and the bones, growing up in the 60s in North Dakota was just simply a perilous time. I don't know how we survived. I believe it's time for a word from our sponsor.
I'm Roger Staubach. I'm not here to talk to you as quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, but as an ex-serviceman who'd rather have his head beaten in on the football field than practice his skills in another war. And that's why I'm rooting for the world's most successful peacekeeping team, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's worked for nearly a quarter of a century. In that time, the 15 Atlantic nations that make up NATO have been building teamwork like never before. In Europe, historically the world's greatest trouble spot, they have helped keep the peace and develop economic cooperation. They have generated a game plan through which problems like arms control and pollution are being attacked. Believe me, it's needed. The world's been kicked around enough. Let's help strengthen the NATO team. NATO works. Something else might not.
This message was brought to you by the Atlantic Council of the United States.
Well, thank you, Roger, and I'll make sure and patronize my local NATO. And when I do, I'll tell them that Roger sent me. Well, it's nice they're making coffee here at the diner. Diners run on this stuff. Fresh pots always welcome. But I'm hungry, and you know what I'm hungry for? I'm hungry for quail. When I found out that they didn't have any, that's when I wanted it. Human nature is like that. Human psychology is just so peculiar. You tell people, don't think of eating a white elephant, and the next thing you know, your mind is just consumed with thoughts of gnawing on that delicious, leathery albino trunk. Maybe I should have gone out with the guys myself, gone out hunting with them. Be a manly thing to do. Am I less of a man for not hunting, even though I hold it in neutral regard? No, come to think of it, no. And there was a song, really, that I listened to as a child back in the 60s, in Fargo, frankly, to bring it all full circle before everything's completed, that reminded me that there was more to life than hunting. There was something else. And I didn't quite understand what it was because I was 8. But I think you'll know what I mean. It's provided, of course, that the Diner Jukebox has it here. Let's see. Of course, stupid me. A... 5.
Oh, it's springtime in the mountains, and I'm full of Mountain Dew. Can't even read my catalog like I used to do. I'm sitting in that little shed that's right back of the house. Here comes old Jake with all the hounds, but he's gonna hear me shout. Oh,
I'll go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pens and quit your silly grinning. Well, the moon is right and I'm half tight, my life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Let's go down to the meeting house and wait till they start home. Them gals that live on Possum Creek we'll always leave alone. We'll run them down the corn rows, them sassy little misses. We'll scare them pretty gals to death, we'll stop and throw them kisses. Well,
I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit your silly grinning. All the moon is right and I'm half tight. My life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Well, if I could just interrupt Jimmy Dean for a second here. The guys are back from the hunt. And six of them, big grins on their faces, guns a-smoking. Two of them got a pole strung shoulder to shoulder, and tied to that pole, trust you might even say, is a quail. I repeat, is a quail. So we're going to start stuffing that thing with bread and sausage. Why not Jimmy Dean sausage, since he seems to be singing for us right now? And we're going to fire up the oven and have ourselves some quail tonight. Yes, we are.
Now I was headed for the general store when a silly thing I seen. They make them in the city. It's called a magazine. I turned to page 32 and look at what I found. Them gals wear clothes that we ain't seen beneath them gingham gowns. Oh,
I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pens and quit your silly grinning. All the moon is right and I'm half tight. My life is just beginning. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Women. Women. Sorry.
It's my favorite part. I've always loved the un-PC nature of that lyric. The moon is right and I'm half tight and my life is just beginning. Then it gets a little PC on you. I won't go hunting with you, Jacob. But then it twists around. But I'll go chasing women. Women. Okay, sorry. Fun to say. Like I say, I heard it when I was 8 years old. It was the flip side of Big Bad John. I didn't understand either of them. I had a vague idea what Big Bad John was about. But when when the narrator sang about how Big Bad John got into a fight over a Cajun queen, I saw a queen in a cage. A Cajun queen. I have no idea what it was. And, you know, my dad also had jambalaya, which I didn't understand a damn word of. Do I get jambalaya somewhere? You know, jambalaya would be good with quail. Damn good with quail. Let me talk to the kitchen. Be right back.
You know, a man's world is small and getting smaller every day, but there are certain things you still do. Still say what you think, you still pay for the drinks, and beach nuts the tobacco you chew. Weird ideas taking hold, kids won't do what they're told, who knows what this old world's coming to. But you keep your face to the wind, you don't quit on a friend, and beach nuts the tobacco you chew. Seems like a man's world just isn't the same anymore, but some things you can still trust, like beech nut chewing tobacco. Beech nut just keeps on getting better. Beech nut's a lot moister these days, with more taste, less stems. Today's beech nut, fresher, longer-lasting flavor. You ought to try it. Girls in bars, girls in pants, a man just don't stand a chance, but there's still ways to show them who's who. Treat your dogs with respect, you keep your traps oiled and checked, and beech nut's the tobacco to chew.
Machete mio, pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
No, no, no. That's Joe Stafford's version of Jambalaya. That's sort of the Cajun version of an ABBA song, where she is apparently reading Cajun accents phonetically. Not that Hank Williams was any better when it came to true Cajun spirit. Oh, what do I know, for heaven's sakes. Well, here's Hank. Just judge for yourself.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go. Pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one. Me, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun. fun on the bayou.
You know, on second thought, that guy who wouldn't go hunting with Jake, but would go chasing women, while I admire his priorities, if it was a weekend, if it's Monday through Friday or something, this guy's a freeloader. What do you expect to eat? Oh, I know. Let Jake go out and shoot the other day while he's out chasing women. Women. Freeloader. We all know the type. As for Jambalaya, of all my father's 45s, and he had a lot of them, some cool proto-rock and roll stuff, he had Boogie Woogie by Tommy Dorsey on the RCA Silver label. And then he went country. Big old stack of country records. Of all of them, however, Jambalaya was the one that mystified me the most. I just didn't understand it. It's as though he was speaking in some sort of code that only my father could understand. Maybe that was the case when you think about it. Adults do have the codes that kids don't understand, and kids spend all of their time trying to crack them and decode them and figure them out, and eventually figure them out on their own. And by then, the answers are less interesting than they thought they might be. Well, it's time for quail. That's right. It's all cooked up and ready to go. Poultry. 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 Let's look what they put in the stuffing here. Pepperidge Farm center-cut croutons. That's nice. A little beef bouillon. Some slivers of braised Spam. Celery? Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, gotta have celery. God forbid you should have something without that meaningless crunch to it. Five pepper blend. What's the point of five pepper blend? Look, it's pepper or it's not pepper, okay? If you have five peppers and one of those peppers is stronger than the other four, then it's going to rule, frankly. It'll be the only pepper you notice. If the other four peppers have any role in this, it will be to bind together and to assist pepper number five in being hot. I mean, it's not as though the other four peppers are so varied in their ability to tempt your palate that you'll be able to say, you know what? I'm tasting four peppers tops here, but I'm not getting five peppers out. Nonsense. It's pepper or it's not. And let's see, some sea salt. And some Mrs. Dash. That's good. No one knows what the hell is in that stuff, but it's apparently it's healthy for you. All right, good. Well, that quail, everybody here at the diner has got some quail. We all have about, well, I'd say, cubic inch on our plate with some parsley. Let's give it a shot. Ow! Oh, man. Bit on some bird shot. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Oh, man, I am so sorry. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I spit quail all over you, didn't I? Let me get that. Oh, it's in your ear and everything. I bit down on some bird shot, and I had to spit it out, and I'm terribly sorry. I'll send me the dry cleaning bill. I'll. Yeah, I know. I gotta call the Washington Post right away. Hold on. I have to find a dime for the payphone over here. This is gonna take forever. Dialing the East Coast on a rotary phone, it's, you know, plus the extensions, it's like an hour's work. So perhaps we just better conclude our little visit here today. I thank you for dropping by. I'm James Lilacs, and this has been The Diner for Friday, February 17th, 2006. We'll see you next time.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.
Sir!